Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Bad Podcast. BAD stand for Brad and Dwayne, and here with my brother Brad. What are we talking about today, fam?
We're going to talk about winners win. I got a quote here from Ralph Marston. Winners win not because they're allowed to, but because they decide to. So tonight we're going to talk about winners win.
All right, man. I love it. Winners win. We're going to get it right here. Let's get it, y'all.
Let's go.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Hey, man. Eat some for life, baby.
What it do, what it be like? Welcome back to the Bad Podcast, man. Another episode B, man. We're knocking these things out the park every week, sitting behind this microphone, man, and doing our thing. Brother, how you feel about that, man? Before we even jump into anything.
You know, it's such a surreal thing, Dwayne. Like, I've always dreamt to be on a podcast, and now that we're doing our own thing, we're getting so many comments and likes and shout outs. It's a surreal moment, you know, to dream about it and then see it come full circle and become reality.
I love it, man. I love it. A place where dreams come true, man.
That's right. That's right. Hey, you got any shout outs today? You
yeah, man. Shout outs? Of course. I got a shout out, man. This is 1-3. Ellen, Elena says, I listened to the podcast and forgot to come here and comment. I listened in my car so many times. I'll get distracted and sit in the car, wait to the end. I really enjoy the do you know moments.
Yeah.
Such great content from beginning to end. Dwayne, what a blessing to have such a large family. Thank you. Y'all family reunions are right. keep up the great work, guys. Y'all interact so well. Thank you. Yeah, for that shout out. We really appreciate that, man. And thank you guys for commenting. There's many, many more. But I want to jump into the show, man. We'll definitely show love to y'all in the comment section for sure.
Yeah.
So B, man, let's get into it, man. Winners win, man. Like DJ Khaled said, man, all I do is win, win.
All I do is win, win, no matter what.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah. So, you know, I have a couple things in mind when I think about winners winning and losers losing. So I want to use two examples in the National Football League. And I don't like to use sports a whole lot because not everybody can relate to sports. But
right.
I'm going to use these two examples, one being the New England Patriots. For two decades, they were successful. And a lot of times when you're successful like that, it boils down to consistency. And what they had is they were very consistent in their ownership, in their coaching, right down to their quarterback and players. Like they weren't anything, you know, exceptional. They were just very consistent in what they did, and they didn't let anybody outwork them. Mm. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, you have the Detroit Lions. Yikes. You have the Detroit Lions. And, you know, this is the analogy that my man Eric Thomas uses all the time, because he's a Detroit guy and he talks about the Lions and how they just can't catch a break, you know, and it's so crazy because they'll have a game locked up with 37 seconds left. The game is over and they'll have a fumble. The game is over and, you know, they'll throw a pick six or something like that. And it's winners win, losers lose. And a lot of that just comes from, you know, the energy that you portray at practice, that consistency that you bring at practice. And winners win, losers lose. And I'm going to let you chime in here, but I'm going to use a real life example that, you know, happened to me, but I'm going to let you jump in real quick, Dwayne.
Yeah, man. So first of all, shout out to all our Detroit listeners. We love y'all anyway. we love y'all. We got another love and respect, man. But no, that is super interesting, bro. Like, cause here's what I'm thinking. Like, here's where my mind immediately went to. I'm sure, you know, I mean, I know all of those players are professional players. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I know all of those coaches are professional coaches. I know the ownership, you know, they own, you know, it's a business. They're businessmen. And it just makes you wonder, what is that line? What's that thing, man? You know, because it's almost like it's a culture there, man. Like, you know, and because I know they know what we know, you know. Yeah. Right. Like we're saying anything that nobody's that I'm sure they probably brought ET in to talk to the whole coach right. staff, you know, yeah. the yeah. whole team, man. So I'm curious, man, about that the difference, man. Like, mm-hmm. you know, because I know in my past I've had a lot of wins. It's just been like that, you yeah. know. Yep. And I just wonder, like, you know, for those guys, we hate to kick them while they're down. I just wonder about that. Sure. Beat, man. That's where my mind went to, man.
Yeah.
I know that's a different direction, but you go ahead and keep
going. No, I'm going to go with that direction, Dwayne. I think, and everybody's heard this quote, but how you do anything is how you do everything. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what the New England Patriots do. So Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, these people that are like just, you know, thriving in multiple areas of their life, they're trying to win in one arena of life, because if you're trying to win in one arena of life, that's going to carry over and it's going to help you with another area of life. You know, if you're so, okay. So this is the example that I had in that happened in my real life. Okay. So today we were doing a unit in my phys ed class. Right. And I had an individual, I'm not going to say a lady or a gentleman. I'm just going to sure. say an individual. I'm not going to say any names, just an individual. And this person, I got into play with the kids because I like to get out there. I like to slam a jam with the kids, you know. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I get out there and this person's just kind of going through the motions. And, you know, we start to fall back and score. And I look at this individual. I'm like, what are you doing? And they said, well, it's just gym class. And that's mm-hmm. that's one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, man, how you do anything is how you do everything. How you do mm-hmm. one thing is how you do all things. So if you're going to cut corners, if you're going to have that kind of discipline and that kind of effort right here, guess what's going to happen when you're faced with a little bit of opposition out in real life? You're just going to, you're going to bow down to it. You're going to get, you're going to get knocked around. You cut corners here naturally. You're going to cut corners over there. And I think that's that difference. That's that missing component with the Detroit Lions and the New England Patriots, those that thrive and those that just survive. Mm-hmm. You're missing that component of what you do here is going to be a direct correlation of what you do over there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it has to be a team effort, you know, because,
oh yeah.
Again, I mean, they've drafted some great players, you know, that is, and you can come in and you know, it's a culture thing, man. But going back to the gym class, man, see, my gym class was always intense because yeah. I was on the team and all the kids that thought they should have been on the team played us extra hard, man. So there weren't no slacking off. Like we would go to town. Like yeah. I was glad my gym class was last because I would have been like, focused, thank you all day because of how hard we played in gym class. But I just had to say that because yeah. As soon as you said it, I thought, I was like, man, we used to go hard. And I them dudes, if you was on the basketball team, they was coming after you. They yeah. wanted to show, like, I should be in your place kind of thing, yeah. man. Yeah. So I had to throw that out there. But,
yeah.
but no, man, and it's funny you said, like, you know, how you do anything is how you do everything. Because just going back to Tom Brady, not a fan. I don't like
love hate. Patriots. Love hate.
You know what I mean? Like I'm a Colts fan, so it's a natural like thing in me. Like yeah, but yeah. I will say this: how he does his body personally, how he takes care of himself, how he trains. They talk about his regimen. They talk about, you know, even his water intake, you know, his food intake, you know, all of that stuff. How you do anything is how you do everything, man. Yep. And so that personal discipline spilled over into his professional life, man. And and as much as I hate it, it was the case, man. You know, and that is that piece, man. That's that piece that separates those that win between those that lose. But
yeah,
I mean, we have to say, you know, you don't have to stay on the losing side, man.
Right.
And I know you're gonna get there, but we have to throw that out there, man.
Yeah. No, you never have to stay on one side or the other. And you know, you get to that side, it's very hard to maintain, but you talk about how you do, how you take care of your body. I just looked up, I just heard this recently. LeBron James spends $1.5 million annually.
Yep.
$1.5 million per year on his body, making sure that his body is up to par to play with a bunch of young kids. You think Tom Brady wasn't doing the same thing? You think Serena Williams wasn't doing the same thing? You think all these studs in their area weren't doing the same thing? They are putting good things in their body. Mm-hmm. They're making sure they are thriving in the nutrition game, in the fitness game, in all areas of life, because again, how you do anything is how you do everything. You know, I just heard this too. We're all self-made. We're all self-made. But the successful ones are the only ones that admit it. I just heard that on a podcast or read it in a book or something. I love that. We're all self-made, but the only ones that admit it are the ones that are successful. You know, the decisions that we make, the things that we put in our body, the actions or the inactions that we take, it's in our control. It's not in anybody's control but ours.
Yeah, and the reason why you only hear from the successful ones is because the ones that aren't successful don't want to admit that they're the reason why they're not successful.
Boom. Boom. No doubt, man.
So but you're talking, that's fire. Yeah, that is, no, I'm just saying that I mean, we're all self-made and you know, we make the decisions every day. You know, we make the decision every day to do one thing or two things or three things in whatever direction, whether it's direction towards success or whether it's a decision to, you know, sit down on the couch a little longer or, you know, roll over in the bed when it's cold outside. You know, that was me this morning. I wanted to stay in, but I got up, man. But, you know, and when you're successful, yeah, I built this.
Yeah.
When you're not successful, a lot of people say, you know, they point fingers, man. They start to find somebody else, like, you know, this and that, man. So that I like that, bro. That's that hit.
Yeah, well, we talked a handful of weeks ago about the accountability partner. We ourselves are our best accountability partner because we can't hide from ourselves. But a lot of people that are, you know, not taking responsibility for their actions, they're just hiding. You know, they're hiding behind the scenes. And, you know, you talk about the decisions that you make. Also, on the other hand, you can't allow past decisions consume who you can be and will be tomorrow. Because, you know, if you make a bad decision, a lot of times you let that overcome your life. You overtake your life. You let that consume you and you allow that past decision to dictate who you're going to be in this moment because, you know, it's like remorse. You just have it. It's heavy weight on your shoulders.
Right.
And, you know, say that you get in trouble with the law. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, I would say the majority of people, they will allow that past decision consume their entire lives and continue, you know, you continue to make those bad decisions. You know, the ones that, you know, we talked about being on one side of the spectrum or the other. You know, if you're somebody that's just failing over and over and over and you can't catch a break, at some point you're going to have to put the foot down and say, you know what, the past is the past.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The present's the present, and I want to make something of myself. So I got to do something today to define who I can be tomorrow.
Yeah, no, legit. And you can't let those past failures prevent you from trying.
Right.
A lot of people give up, you know, because of the failures, man. You know, a lot of people because they experience that know that loss, that whatever, and they give up. You know, and people say don't fear failure. You know, I think as your boy Jock said, fear failure. Let that failure motivate you.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, let it push you, man. But I want to back up a little bit and talk about, you know, past experiences and past. Because even sometimes with family, man, like things that are heretical, things that, you know, just in your family, in your bloodline, whatever, you know, or what your family is known for. You don't have to settle for that. You don't have to just because. You know, the Barmores is because they, you know, there's some wild boys that ride, you know, dirt bikes and four wheelers in the mud. Don't mean all of them got, you know, don't mean the new little fellas got to do that too.
Right. Know? Yeah. Yeah. Dwayne, break the cycle, right? Break the chain, you know, and, you know, so when I was in high school, I followed the Barmore name where I come from was sort of a tarnished name. All right. Shout out to all my family because I love my family.
Sure.
Right? But when I came through, I had a couple of, you know, family members that sort of tarnished my name. So when I got to school, there was a portrayed image of who I was going to be, you know, and I had to work really hard to get the attention of my teachers and get the respect of my teachers. But again, you can't allow those something that's hereditary, something that's, you know, something that's, preceded you, or not preceded, but came before you. You can't allow those things to dictate who you're going to be. So I worked extremely hard to break that cycle.
Right.
And that's the thing we got to do. And one of the things that I hear over and over and over in school and, you know, within E2M is, well, you know, I have a hereditary disease. And a lot of times, yeah, okay, there's some truth to it, right?
Sure.
But we can't allow that to be a weight on our shoulders. We have to break the cycle and allow ourselves to have a chance, give ourselves an opportunity to try to break that cycle and get out of that stigma of, oh, I have to be who my family was, or I have to be what's hereditary. Yeah.
You know, that's one thing I always push back on, that, especially when it comes to, like, you know, blood pressure and heart disease and stuff like that, because I say, you know, it's hereditary because everybody cooked the same. Like, everybody eating the same fat back and
break the chain.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
That's why, you know, Big Mama had a stroke. That's why Grandma had a, you know what I mean? Because they all eat. They had the same recipe, passing it down. And some people do it just because that's the way they were taught to eat, man. So with E2M, they're having to relearn how to prepare food, relearn how to, you know, eat healthy and that. So, you know, a lot of that, and it's funny because I always like laugh at a doctor when they be asking, like, you know, this in your family's like, yeah, but it's not going to be me, you know, I eat different than them, you know.
Yeah, so. It's not going to be me. I like that, Dwayne. It's not going to be me. Mm-mm. All right. Whoever your mom is, whoever your dad is, whoever your cousins are, whoever your best friends are, that's not going to be me if you don't allow it to be. I have a friend, a local friend that joined E2M, I'd say about a year and a half ago. And he reached out to me just recently and he's like, hey, man, I just want to be completely transparent with you. He goes, I never knew how to eat before E2M. And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, well, for breakfast, I'd have steak and eggs and a milk. For lunch, I'd have a peanut butter and jelly and some potato chips and a milk. For dinner, I'd have steak and something and milk. And I just never knew. And man, like, that happens to my kids all the time too. I'm like, they're like, hey, Mr. Barmore, I got a headache. Or, hey, Mr. Barmore, my knees hurt. Hey, Mr. Barmore, I'm not feeling good. I'm like, well, what'd you have for breakfast? Oh, I had a glass of milk and some yogurt. Or, you know, they'll tell me what they're eating. I'm like, well, how much water have you drank today? Well, I haven't had a water bottle in a couple days. I'm like, a water bottle, like a bottle, like one 16 ounce bottle in a couple of days. You got to drink more water. And, you know, it's like you said, lack of knowledge. A lot of times is lack of knowledge, but we're starting to get off the beaten path a little bit, but
hey, I was going to make a little joke, man. If we would have met little Jeffrey Witherspoon back in the day, you know, he drunk sodas all the time.
Popping
the
soda top.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no doubt, man.
That man said they didn't have water in the house. Soda. Yeah. It really makes a difference, man, when you know. Versus not knowing. And if you don't know and you're looking for a fitness program, you could join E2M. Go to E2MFitness.com. And we're not open right now, but you can go and sign up for the email list so you can get notification for that, man. So, all right, now we can jump back on the plane.
Now, I see that we're creeping up on time. And I had these five standards that they're probably worldwide. They're probably known everywhere, but I live by five standards, and it's sort of like the winner's mentality. I just call them the five standards. And those five standards, the first one is you have to have a dream. Okay. Mm-hmm. You have to have something that you can visualize, some kind of end result. And then you have to pursue that thing until you get there, right? You have to pursue that thing until you get there, but it all starts with a dream. It all starts with something that you want to obtain in your life. All right. That's the first standard. Mm-hmm. The second standard is you have to devise a plan. Now that's where E2M comes into place. All right. You know, you talk about that food component. A lot of people don't know how to properly fuel their bodies. Okay. Because there's so many things out there that fill our head with terrible, terrible, terrible false narratives. And we believe it because we see somebody that's very muscular or very defined or very ripped or in very good shape, holding a jug of protein or holding this or holding that. They also work out for three or four hours a day. So E2M is a plan. It's a straightforward plan that allows you to not go to the extremes, right? We just focus on the basics, the basic foods, fuel your body and movement. Okay. So you devise a plan to get you to that dream. All right. Standard three, stay disciplined. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, you talk about the Detroit Lions, you talk about the New England Patriots. I shout out Detroit. All right. No shame. I love you, Detroit. Okay, but you talk about discipline. Okay, you'll see the Lions win a game, and they'll celebrate for 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days. That's a lack of discipline. The New England Patriots will win a Super Bowl, and 2 days later, they're prepping for the following year. They're getting ready to win the Super Bowl the next year. Okay, back in the Tom Brady era, because that's what Tom Brady demanded out of the people around him. He was disciplined, and in turn, his team, his coaching staff, the owners, everybody in that organization was disciplined. All right, that's the third standard. Standard four is own it. Own the good, own the bad. You have to own it, and you have to live in the good and live in the bad and learn from the mistakes and learn from your victories. Own it. Okay, that's standard four. And then standard five, probably the most important one, is just have belief. If you can believe in yourself, it doesn't matter what kind of opposition is presented in your life. It doesn't matter what kind of adversities or what kind of resistances that you are experiencing in life. If you have belief that you can push through and you can persevere, all right, then you can win. You just have to believe.
I love it. I love it. That's a great way to end the show before we hit the Do You Know segment, which is on you this time. Yep. So I appreciate that. Let's get into it.
All right.
Do you know?
All right, B, what's your Do You Know? Hey, did you know moment?
Dwayne.
All right.
Today I'm going to pull on the heartstrings just a little bit.
I'm ready.
Okay, this probably just on my own heartstrings. Okay, this is kind of a personal one. So today is a very bittersweet day for me, Dwayne, because today I officially resigned from the teaching job that I had for 10 years. It's a decision that I spent a lot of time thinking about. It's a decision that my wife and I spent a lot of time thinking about. And it's the right decision for my family. But it's a very bittersweet decision because where I teach, my kids are my family. That's it's a very huge piece of my heart. It's a very huge piece of my life. And I'm going to miss my kids to the stars and back. And I will always be a Wildcat at heart, and I will always bleed blue and gold. But today, when this podcast drops, it will be the first day that I am officially resigning. It won't happen until June 30th, but so I'm finishing out the school year. So if anybody from Sherman is watching this and I can't make eye contact, there's a reason. But if anybody's watching from Sherman, I love you guys, and you played a vital piece in developing who most know as Uncle Brad. And I can't thank the school enough, and I can't thank the staff enough, and I certainly cannot thank all the kids that I've had over the years, the thousands of kids over the years. I just can't thank you guys enough. So did you know that I will be resigning at the end of this school year? Shout out to the Wildcats. I love you guys. But there's some bigger things, bigger fish to be fried right now. And I can teach on a larger platform by following this new dream. So Wildcats, I love you guys. Thank you for everything.
Yep. Wow. That was dope, man. That was dope. Exclusive, man. We should have had the news sound. No, that's fire, man. That's fire. Super, super excited for you, bro.
Appreciate it, man.
I know how hard it is parting, especially with a school. I used to work for a school system. Everybody has like a place in your heart, man. And you know, you get that feeling of, you know, you really hate to leave them, like, but you're not leaving them, B. You're taking them with you, and to this next level, to this next journey. And I'm happy for you, excited for you, man. So
thanks, Dwayne.
All right, guys, we appreciate y'all tuning in to the Bad Podcast. Do us a favor, man. Leave us a review. Make sure you put a comment in the comment section. Like it, share it, tell a friend, screenshot your player, put it on the TV, take a selfie with it. All the things, man. We appreciate y'all, man. Until next time, we out of here.